No, it's like Sendochronology. This is Gaina. Good, thanks. How are you? Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, goodness. Yeah. So it's a medico-legal issue, but generally the process is that you contact the doctor that you wish to receive the reports, and then you sign the authority to say that you did that. Okay. And what was your name? The new doctor to get the letter from your old doctor. Sure. Okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. So your old GP is saying it's going to take 6 to 8 weeks to send your medical records to your new doctor. Gosh, okay. Yeah, do we have the documents that you need? Okay. So what was your surname? And so have you signed a release form for us to send the documents to your GP? Yeah, I'm not sure why they told you that it would take 6 to 8 weeks. I'm assuming that means their processing time, because that's not our response, if you know what I mean. Yeah. You spoke to someone here. Oh, okay. I thought you meant your old GP surgery. Right. Okay. Let me have a look at your file, see what I can find out. What's your date of birth? And it was July, October of 2020. All right, do you mind holding a moment? Thank you. Are you there? Okay, so I'm just having a look at your file, and there isn't a release of information document in your file. Oh, sorry. When you said that you'd been through all that and that you did sign the form, I thought that we would have the form. Yeah. With the what, sorry? Yeah, so what you'd need to do is call your new GP surgery and say that, ask them to submit a release of information. And so you'll need to sign that form, send it to us, get it emailed to us, and then we can process it for you. So what happens then is we have to then pass it along to the doctor, and she can review the documents that you're after and give us the authority to release it. So we've got your authority, and then we've got the doctor's authority, and then we're allowed to release the documents. So I'm not sure about the rest of the stuff that you were told, and if you're not sure who you spoke to, I can't really verify it with anybody to see if there was any other information to go along with that. Yeah. Yeah, so it is a medico-legal thing. We do need to have that signature on file, and that's why we get your doctor's practice to send us the document as well. So it's practice to practice, and that means that everybody's, doing the correct thing, and we've got the correct information on file. So that would be the first thing to try, and then send it through to us as soon as you can. And then, yeah, we can take it from there and check with the doctor that it's okay to release. Unsure. It just depends on when the doctor gets back to us about it. But yeah, I can see the documents are in your file, the ones that you're after. So there's one from June and one from October, like late June, and yeah. So I'm assuming they're the ones you're talking about. So it shouldn't realistically take too long. But yeah, without knowing who you spoke to and why they've said what they've said, I'm not 100% sure. But that's our process, is the release of information form, and then submit it, and then we can send them off to your requesting doctor. I can see it there. Yep. So it shouldn't. No, because legally we're not allowed to do that. Yes, once we have your signed authority in the record and the doctor has said okay to release, then we can send it off. Yes. So we can't do it without. Sorry? No, but just to bear in mind as well that the doctors only work part-time. So yeah, just. Again, I'm not sure who you spoke to, so I'm not sure why they would have said that. We don't usually process the release of information ourselves. The manager does it. So that's yeah, something I can't really say much to. Okay, no worries. That's okay. Bye-bye.